top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Number five.
Now, the National Weather Service has upgraded the hurricane warning for Florence to a Category 4 catastrophic damage warning for all of the North Carolina, South Carolina, and part of the Virginia coasts.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
serious.
That's what has happened. They say that when this thing comes on shore, it is likely to have 130-mile-an-hour sustained winds. And as you heard Tom Skilling say, there could be 50-foot waves associated with it. 5-0. There might be a 90-foot rogue wave out at sea.
Yeah, and he said it doesn't end when it makes it landfall, that there could be a major flooding event quite a ways inland, and even areas that have not flooded before with this intensity and size of a storm.
So they have told a million people to get out. But there is always one yahoo.
We're going to ride it out, and I've lived here all my life, and I've never, you know, going through a hurricane. And today, like you said, today was my first day buying a generator this morning at Lowe's. My wife, she went to Bed Bath & Beyond, and she bought a fan, you know, a box fan. We got five cases of water. We've got chips, all the canned necessities, batteries, flashlights. We got to make sure our little pets got plenty of food and prescriptions, you know, all that good stuff. So we basically got everything we need, four bags of ice, and we're just going to wait it out right now just for a few minutes. I mean, for a couple of days and see how it goes.
Because that's all you need? Four bags of ice and some pet food? Boy, I would not mess around with this.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. At worst comes to worst, we can always eat the pets. Don't get too, tell the kids, don't get too attached to them.
How stupid are these people? I mean, this is a guy who's never been through one before.
So he thinks it's like an event, like he's going to a show or something, a rock concert or something. I mean, come on, people. I'd say listen to your local authorities. I still come back to that Rockport, Texas mayor who said, if you don't want to evacuate and you're in a mandatory evacuation zone, write your social security number on your arm in permanent ink so we can identify you later. It's that serious.
Yes. 3,000 people died over time in Puerto Rico, they believe. 3,000 people. And hundreds when the hurricane hit. Now, there was not much. It's an island. There weren't many places to go. Right? They couldn't get everybody off the island. Mm-hmm. I understand that. It's all politicized, but let's just deal with the realities of this. Katrina. Right? We don't even know the number at Katrina. It's anywhere from 1,000 to 3,000.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this is people who have lived through this are leaving. The people who are staying behind are first responders and people who are trained in what to do. This yahoo isn't trained in what to do.
No, and it's getting to the point where you need to leave very soon. The National Hurricane Center is saying the earliest they could start seeing tropical storm force winds is tomorrow night, most likely Thursday morning, but you don't have much time to get your stuff and get out of there.
What if you're one of the pets right now? You're in the pet. You're like, oh, no, dude. No, no, no. No, no, no.
Because they know before you know.
I don't need food and medicine. I need to get out.
These pets are freaking out.
I mean, I know these nudicles are lovely, but you got to start thinking here, goober.
If I stay, I'm getting fresh nudicles. The expensive ones.
You might need more than that.
Oh, no. We can just do it. I never done it before, but I believe I can breathe in water like Aquaman.
Shut up. All right. Checking in at
number four.
Donald Trump Jr. was on Good Morning America, and he was asked, are you concerned that maybe you might have to go to jail?
Your father has denied reports that he's worried that you might be in legal jeopardy because of the Mueller investigation.
But are you scared that you could go to jail?
I'm not, because I know what I did, and I'm not worried about any of that. You know, that doesn't mean they won't try to create something. I mean, we've seen that happen with everything. But, you know, again, I'm not.
Boy, that apple's not far falling far from the tree.
Yeah.
They've done that with everything. They're out to get us all. What about the New York Times op-ed?
I imagine this is a very low-level person. It's pretty disgusting. That's pretty sad. Perhaps it's a disgruntled person who's been thrown out because they didn't deliver on what they were supposed to do.
What's the crime, though?
Listen, I think you're subverting the will of the people. I mean, to try to control the presidency while not the president, you have millions and millions of Americans who voted for this. I think there are people in there that he can trust. It's just, it's a much smaller group than I would like it to be.
Who do you trust?
Well, you know, I'll keep that to myself.
And they're not family?
Well, obviously, yeah, I'm talking outside of family. Okay. I think that one goes without saying.
It's interesting you said
that. I wouldn't be so sure about that Kushner guy.
I'd be honest with you. Very quietly.
Kushner's not the kind of guy that looks like he wants to spend any time in prison, even though daddy did.
Well, it's interesting you said disgruntled insider who's been thrown out because he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do, because apparently there are a lot of stories out today that the president is considering that Rob Porter is one of the chief leakers.
Okay.
Remember him?
Yes. Yeah, I think it's, yeah. But Rob Porter was also saying, hey, that was mischaracterized in that Bob Woodward book. It wasn't me.
What was he going to say?
And I never took a swing at anybody either. Could you know Hope? Could you have her call me?
Anybody?
All right. And then finally, is he worried about impeachment?
So our people, the MAGA people, they have to turn up. They have to get out and vote. And I think we can break history.
President Trump has said that if voters don't go out and vote Republican, that it would lead to his impeachment, that they're basically letting him be impeached. Do you agree with that?
I think without question, because, you know, the reality is the Democrats play by different rules than the Republicans do.
I'd like to know what the new, what are the Trump rules? That's what I want to know. I want to take the Republicans and Democrats out of this, because they seem to be their own kind of arbiter of what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
All right. Is there one more? Is there anything else that I need to know here? Not in the script?
But some say that Mueller has been successful. He's has an indictment of Manafort. He has a plea deal from Cohen. He has Papadopoulos sentenced. You know, he's got a litany of close associates of your father's under investigation.
All for things
and some
that happened way before they were ever part of any campaign. So if they get Manafort on a 2006 tax charge, you know, again, I understand that they are trying to get my father, and they'll do anything they can to get that.
Yeah, but why did... I'll plead ignorance here, but why did he answer the question, why did he have that meeting?
No.
With the Russians?
Well, remember, he was kind of all over the board with his reasons for it. Changed from adoptions to something else.
Yes.
And then as soon as he realized what it was about, he walked out. It was a nothing meeting.
Yes, but he received an email that told him what he was going to get, and when he didn't get it, he walked out. There was an email. An email, his own words on an email to explain that they got dirt, right?
Seemed excited about it in that email exchange.
All right. Okay. I told myself I was not going to get excited about this. I'm going to continue. This is a very solemn day in America. I'm not going to go down this road. All right. Speaking of that, we actually do have the president in a moment of great solemnity today. And we'll play that for you coming up in the... remaining 3, 2, and 1 of the top 5 at 5. Judy, what's coming up in the newsroom?
A possible shooting on I-57 in Chicago.
WGN traffic being brought to you by TSA PreCheck.
Tonight, the fight for the Central Division's at Wrigley. Bring it, Milwaukee. Cubs Brewers tonight at 7 on WGN TV.
Bring it!
Bring it!
Top 5 of 5 continues right here up to...
number 3.
All right, Gayle King did a little upset this morning on the CBS Morning Show.
She's in an awkward position. Think about that.
Because you got the outgoing CEO of CBS, Les Moonves, calling... She was calling for transparency from the network because he's been fired, and there have been a handful of women that have accused him over... There were 6 in the original... accusations, and then the New Yorker released another, Ronan Farrow had another article with 6 more. And that's when CBS decided to move on. Some of these, though, date back to the 1980s when he wasn't at CBS. The places he was at Lorimar or at Warner Brothers, places he had been, you know. But they seem to be fitting a pattern here. Mm-hmm. Of having sex with people who he's working with. In some cases, it was consensual, then turned non-consensual. And then in other cases, which is a tricky business. But then in other cases, it was like, hey, you know, this is what I need for us to get this deal done. So here is Gail King.
Women don't come out and speak this way for no reason. They just don't. They just don't do it. And so I don't know how we move forward if we don't. We at CBS don't have full transparency about what we find. In our own house, we must have transparency. And I certainly feel for Julie Chen today. You know, she's in a very difficult position. And, you know, Les Moonves has done some wonderful things for this company. Mm-hmm. And we can't forget that either. So it's just a bad situation all the way around. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that we are covering the story. And it's important that we cover it and get to the bottom of wherever it, whatever it is.
The Julie Chen thing always sort of rubbed me the wrong way.
Why? Because she's a former host that he married?
He married her, and she got every job on the network.
She was Big Brother host and things like that.
Right.
Look,
I mean, they'd been dating for a while, then they got married, and she literally had three jobs at CBS. Was she really the best talent CBS has? She became the face of the network.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're a woman at CBS, do you feel like that's fair?
Probably not. No, I think for Gail, it's so tough at this moment because think about it. She just saw her trusted, revered co-host, Charlie Rose, depart the network under those types of charges. And now the head of, you know, the head of CBS. And what they're saying here is that just like what NBC did, they handle these things in-house in these secretive investigations, and they don't really let everyone know. Like NBC did an in-house sexual harassment investigation about Matt Lauer and who knew what when, and then determined, well, the bosses really didn't know and Matt Lauer's gone, so it's all fine and everything's good now. And I think what she's saying is this transparency and the results of that investigation should be known. We shouldn't hide these things if you want to feel there's integrity moving forward. That's a tough position to be in, talking about your boss, your big boss, and having done.
Well, you're no longer your boss.
Yeah.
Will he end up back in show business? It's a little unclear.
Will he get his $150 million payout, which is still on the table potentially? If they find, you know, he resigned, and so he's still going for that, and there's a lawsuit likely to be filed.
Yeah.
Which is always interesting, too, when you sort of get a golden parachute when you disappear under these circumstances.
It's interesting. One of the things in there that fascinated me in that story was that he had a consensual relationship with this woman at a different company, and then she comes to have a meeting with him at his current company, and they hadn't been together in a long time,
mm-hmm.
and he just starts trying to make out with her. You know, pick up where they left off.
Just all of a sudden.
Yeah, and she's like, no. That was then, this is now. And got all upset about it. And it was, and it's one of those moments where, I mean, this is a guy, at least if you believe the New Yorker report, this is a guy who liked to take his pants off every time there was a woman in the office. It's sort of a Lauer-esque kind of a thing that was going on there.
Yeah. If you really read the details, they are worse than it was originally reported.
All right. And checking in now.
Number two.
All right. Now, Heidi Klum, she was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and she played Who'd You Rather with Ellen DeGeneres, and her answer to every time she was asked, it was always Drake. She's got a thing for Drake. So Drake calls her. And says, hey, what's up?
I didn't even have his number. He didn't have my number.
Find you?
Because someone who I know knows him, and I guess he asked to have my number, and then he texted me, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so weird. But then I never texted him back because I found the love of my life.
Wait, he texted you and you didn't even respond?
All right, well,
I'm
embarrassed about it.
Yeah, well, you need to text him back and say, sorry,
Drake, I'm sorry I didn't text you back.
Yeah.
You're cool.
Yeah.
I still love your music.
Yeah.
I still love your music. I'll probably come to the concerts very soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're not going to be able to get in.
No, I'm fine.
How'd you like to be the dude that she's the love of her life now? Right?
Do you tell that story? Is Drake okay with it? I guess he doesn't care.
Yeah. Drake's going to be just fine.
But if you don't text somebody back, I don't know.
Maybe she's
you don't
Kiki.
Tell that story, I don't think. She's what?
Kiki, the Kiki challenge. Kiki, do you love me?
Yep. I don't think. I just want to. If she is, again, I'm just going back. Whoever the love of her life is right now,
he's probably like.
It's sort of
what?
Like, hey, wait a second. Hey.
No, he's got to know she's got options.
Well, wasn't she? She was with David Copperfield, right? She's the one that was. Who was the one that was?
She was with
Well, Seal was her husband.
Seal.
With it, she had children with Seal.
Right. And she's no longer with Seal, right?
She was with a race car driver, remember?
Is she old enough to be Drake's mom? I mean, that's the other thing.
She could be.
Oh, Mrs. Stifler.
But that's...
Stifler's mom. All right. And finally...
Number one.
President Trump today in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, paid a solemn tribute to the 40 passengers and crew members on board Flight 93.
Earlier this week, you dedicated the final part of this memorial, the Tower of Voices. Standing at 93 feet tall, the Tower of Voices is now the first structure visitors see when they come to this now sacred ground. It will hold 40 beautiful chimes that ring throughout these fields, each a unique note, but all in perfect harmony. Each time we hear those chimes playing in the wind, we will remember the 40. We will remember their faces, their voices, their stories, their courage, and their love. And we will remember that free people are never at the mercy of evil, because our destiny is always in our hands.
The top five at five.